Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Heat advisories are in effect in the Northeast, portions of the Mid-Atlantic states, and across the Northwest. We're expecting a high of 99 in the Boston area, where some of us are. An estimated 12,000 Americans, mostly older adults, die from heat-related illnesses every summer. And this year, public health experts are particularly worried. Not only is it predicted to be one of the hottest summers on record, but the pandemic is adding to the risks the elderly face and complicating traditional solutions. Miriam Wasser from member station WBUR has the story.
Hi, Bruce.
Oh, it's my nurse. I got to go.
On a recent morning, Nancy Egger, a nurse with VNA Care, visits her patient, Bruce Matthews. Matthews is 69, lives in Chelsea, Massachusetts, and has some vision and diabetes-related mobility issues. He's on the phone with a friend when she arrives.
Take care.
As Matthews hangs up, Egger positions her iPhone in front of him. I couldn't join her on this trip because of the pandemic, so FaceTime will have to suffice.
Bruce?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Miriam.
Hello, how are you? Welcome to my humble home.
Matthews moved into this spacious and sunny apartment in a senior housing complex earlier this year. Prior to that, he'd spent 9 years in a small room at the local YMCA.
In a way, I liked it because it had a swimming pool, steam room, gym, basketball court. You just couldn't get it any better.
Well, except for the heat.
The heat? Oh my God. The heat in there was... You didn't have to even go in the kitchen to cook food. You can cook food in your room, you know. Three walls and one window.
It took Matthews a few years to get placed in senior housing. And unlike his previous room at the Y, his new apartment has air conditioning. And that's a good thing. According to the CDC, older adults have a harder time adjusting to temperature changes than younger people. They're also more likely to have chronic health issues and take medications that affect their body's ability to stay hydrated.
I'm deeply concerned about this summer. I mean, first of all signs are that this is going to be one of the hottest summers in recorded history. And so there would be a lot of risk of heat deaths and heat illnesses, regardless of COVID-19.
That's Eric Kleinenberg. He's a sociologist at NYU who studies climate-related public health issues. He says that even in the best of times, older adults are more vulnerable to extreme heat events. And these are definitely not the best of times.
With the pandemic, we have asked people to stay at home and to maintain physical distance to survive. We have given that message especially to older people. But unfortunately, that also places them at greater risk of heat stroke, heat illness, and heat death.
In fact, it's kind of a perfect storm, he says.
If you drew a map of who's vulnerable to COVID and who's vulnerable to heat, it would look very similar. It's not exactly the same, but older people, people with underlying health conditions, poor African-American neighborhoods have been extremely vulnerable to COVID, and they are also most vulnerable to heat waves.
Dr. Hollis Day, chief of geriatric medicine at Boston Medical Center, is also worried. She says a lot of her patients live on fixed incomes and can't afford air conditioning. And for them, the places they'd normally go to cool down, community cooling centers, senior centers, even restaurants and air-conditioned stores, are either closed or are places they've been told to avoid because of crowds.
These are very vulnerable people in so many ways. You know, they're vulnerable to the virus. They're vulnerable to heat.
And they're vulnerable to social isolation, too. Between mobility issues and fears about taking public transportation, Day says this summer poses new challenges for many older adults.
Where we have had people in the past have an older adult buddy that you would check in on. With COVID, I don't know what will happen to that. Inviting someone into your home is a little more challenging.
To the extent you can, Day suggests calling the seniors you know regularly to check in, especially those who live alone. Kleinenberg, the NYU sociologist, agrees. He wrote a book about the 1995 Chicago heat wave that killed more than 700 people, and he discovered that social isolation was one of the leading epidemiological risk factors for death.
And it's so important this summer that everyone understands the connection between heat risk and COVID risk and how those two might compound each other and gets people talking. Because the truth is that with climate change, the dangers of heat are only going to get greater.
Back in his Chelsea apartment, Bruce Matthews says he's doing what he can to stay cool.
Because of the pandemic, I'm not going to the beach this year. The shower, that's about as far as I get to the water. I'm not messing with this pandemic, not at all.
For Here and Now, I'm Miriam Wasser.